Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:48 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A new use for the former Riverside Hospital. Those details on the way. A local business update from editor Bill Roy in the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A 49-year-old man was shot in the head and killed yesterday in South Wichita. Police say this was not a random incident.
Two.
The Wichita State men's basketball team wins its season opener over Oral Roberts inside an empty Coke Arena last night. It was 85-80.
One.
Pizza Hut co-founder and Wichita native Frank Carney has died at the age of 82 after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a traffic accident westbound on K96, right around Hillside. Watch for a slowdown there. Injury traffic accident reported 47th Street South and Webb Road. 47th Street South and Webb, a traffic accident there. We've got wet roadways freezing all over the Wichita area this morning right now, and so the traffic conditions are very bad. The emergency accident reporting plan for Wichita and Sedgwick County is in effect. If you are involved in a non-injury accident, you can exchange information with the other driver involved and then fill out an accident report at the nearest Quick Trip, Quick Shop, or online at wichitapolice.com.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Thursday morning with snow on the ground. After the light snow this morning, it'll be a breezy day and a high of 39 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with an overnight low down to 26. And then more like normal tomorrow, a high 51 degrees. It'll be sunny on Friday. Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered light snow, 30 degrees, a wind chill of 18. And we're on our way to a high today of 39 degrees. KNSS Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays are right around the corner. It's more important now than ever to shop local. And the Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts, perfect for the bourbon lover on your gift list. Check out the full selection at 579 West Douglas. Great place to hang out, the Monarch. The nation's capital is getting into the holiday spirit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, lit up the Capitol Christmas tree yesterday. And Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, talking about the significance of the Christmas tree this year.
Colorado is honored to furnish this year's Capitol Christmas tree. This tree took root in Montrose County on Colorado's western slope roughly 82 years ago, which would put it somewhere in the middle of President Franklin Roosevelt's second term.
And this year's tree was harvested in Colorado, decorated with thousands of handcrafted ornaments from the children of Colorado. A large sculpture of an eyeball in downtown Dallas. It might need some goggles.
The 30-foot-tall sculpture turned into a target for protesters following the death of George Floyd in late May. The message, "Now you see us," along with Floyd's initials and his words, "I can't breathe," were spray-painted on the artwork. Sculptor Tony Tassett says the repairs, which also include fixing some chips and cracks, will cost north of $100,000. Tassett adds he's not sympathetic to the vandalism, but is to the Black Lives Matter movement. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's 8:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A new use for the former Riverside Hospital. Let's get that and more details. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Bill Roy. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Sedgwick County is closer to making a government center out of the former Riverside Hospital space. The county is moving many of its governmental functions away from the county courthouse so that the district court system can expand. Commissioners approved the property agreement that will pay iThrive Health $4.1 million for the property near Central and McLean. The courthouse at Central and Main has been home to most county government functions since it opened in 1959. The College of Osteopathic Medicine in the downtown Kansas Health Science Center has been granted candidate status in its effort to become an accredited osteopathic medical school. President Tiffany Masson says the elevation in status is an important milestone in the 18-month effort to create a second medical school in Wichita. She says the college can now work toward building its facility and hiring additional staff and faculty. And construction underway on Catholic Charities' $5 million adult daycare facility. The project is a renovation of Michener Elementary School. Executive Director Wendy Glick says a move to a bigger, more functional building has been a long time coming. Once finished, the new building will replace the existing adult day services near Central and I-235. It serves adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, along with seniors experiencing dementia and early stages of Alzheimer's. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill, and we'll be talking with Bill again tomorrow for more local business updates from the Wichita Business Journal. Jad, do we have one more traffic item to pass along to folks here on the commute?
Really, not anything new. It's stuff that we've been talking about this morning. But again, you've got to be extra careful out there. The roadways were wet this morning, and we've had temperatures hovering just below that freezing mark out there. And at some point, especially the bridges and overpasses, just started going absolutely crazy with slide offs and accidents out there. Elevated roadways. These are the things that were freezing over, and that's right. Where we were seeing all of these slide offs and big traffic accidents that we've been seeing out there. So just be extra, extra careful. If you don't have to go anywhere today, it'd be a great day just to stay in and not drive anywhere until the temperatures get a little bit higher out there.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking in and keeping us updated on traffic conditions all morning long. Thank you. Mariah Carey calls her new Christmas special a gift to herself. It's the biggest one she's had in years. Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special features Ariana Grande, Snoop Dogg, Jennifer Hudson, and Carey's 9-year-old twins. That special will air on Apple TV Plus. Mariah Carey is not just an entertainer at Christmas. She also cooks. She says she makes her father's linguine with white clam sauce every Christmas Eve.
Yum.
And a Southern-style dinner the following day on Christmas. That sounds good, too.
Yep.
However, Mariah Carey laughs that she usually has, quote, the help of several sous chefs. Yeah, there's probably a lot of folks in the kitchen helping out to get things done this time of year.
I imagine so.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us. Snow on the ground here on this Thursday morning, but it won't be around too much longer. Thanks for listening as well. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long right here. Thanks for being with us for Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Are you ready to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.